Premiership 6 Mishnah 2 Bas Yisrael Sha'achla Truma Va'achakach Nisais Lekoin. If the daughter of an Israelite, meaning a normal Jewish woman, and she comes along and she eats Truma inadvertently, so now she's got to pay back the capital plus a fifth, as we said in the last Mishnah. Va'achakach Nisais Lekoin. But before she pays back the capital plus a fifth, she marries a Kohen. Now, a Yisrael woman, a woman who's a Yisrael, she marries a Kohen, she goes after her husband, and she's allowed to eat Truma. So this woman at this point is allowed to eat Truma. In Truma, shelo zaka ba Kohen achla. If the Truma that she ate originally, while she was still a Yisrael, didn't belong to any Kohen yet, meaning she'd separated it, or it had been separated as Truma, but that truma had not been handed over to any kohen to eat, then she doesn't have to pay back that particular kohen. She can pay back any kohen, including, says the Mishnah, Mishalem is keren v'chayim shlatzma. She can give herself. She now has the status of a kohen, so she can actually give herself back the capital and the fifth. The im truma shezaka ba kohen achla. But if the truma that she ate had already been designated for a particular kohen, right, Mr. Katz over there, then Meshalemis Keren Labalim V'Chomesh La'atzma. Then she has to pay back Mr. Katz what the capital of what she ate, that amount of produce. But the fifth, she doesn't have to pay him. The fifth she can pay back to herself, because she's now married a Kohen and she's allowed to eat Truma herself. B'mnei Amru, because they say, Ha'echel Truma Shogeg, a person who eats Truma inadvertently, Meshalem Keren Labalim, pays its value to the owners, v'chomesh l'chol mishi yirtza, and the fifth he can pay to any priest that a person chooses. So here the priest that she chooses is herself, and therefore she would be able to pay the fifth to herself in that scenario.